Look, we knew what was at stake coming into the game. Obviously, with what has happened, I suppose, throughout the week, it was difficult coming into it, but put that all aside, again, we had to win a game of football, keep ourselves in the playoff race. Now we've won the game, we reset, and we look forward to next week.
Yeah, 3 games in the bounce. That's a great way to recover after such a difficult run of results.
Yeah, it's one of them ones. I said the same at the start of the year. We played Longford, first game of the season. We were 2-0 down. We ended up winning 3-2. If we had beat that game, who knows, we might not have won any of the next 7 or 8 games or whatever we won then. It's a difficult league. Everyone can beat everyone. Which proved last week when Longford went and beat Bray. Bray beat us here. So it's a difficult league. And as I said, anyone can beat anyone, so we're just happy with 3 points tonight.
Yeah, and your manager, Darren Murphy, has always taken great pride in the fact, Tony, that you were in the playoffs for so long. You slipped out of them in recent weeks, but you're just a point outside them again now.
Yeah, look, before the game tonight, the first thought or first thing we thought on was get 3 points, get closer, put a bit of pressure. All right, they might have games in hand, but better with points on the board than games in hand, in my opinion. So maybe we put a bit of pressure onto them. I think it's Wexford play Bray or Treaty or someone on Tuesday night. So again, who knows what kind of result can come there. Hopefully it's one that suits us, and we have to go next week to Cork and again look to win the game. It's a difficult venue. They've won the league. They'll be well-deserving champions. Been miles better than everyone else in the league. Other than them, there's probably not much in it. A kick of a ball. I don't think any teams have got any hammerings this year. So we have to look at next week.
Yeah, and taking it one game at a time. I know it's a cliche, but a trip to Cork, and then you've got Kerry away, so you've got 2 games on the road. It doesn't get any easier, does it, Tony?
No, definitely doesn't. I think that didn't help us on the bad run we had. Was at Cork 2 weeks in a row, and then we were at Treaty the following week. We had a home game against Bray, which we didn't do well in, and then we were away to Wexford again. Boys are getting up maybe 7, 8 o'clock every morning, going to work, leaving work at 5, 6 o'clock, coming to Finpar to train, maybe not getting home. I know the likes of Dixie, Washington Cooney, Kevin Jordan, boys that got there, could be 11, 12 o'clock before they get home. And it's basically, that's so basically reset, do the same thing again the following day. And again, the body, I think the journeys took its toll then.
Yeah.
Hopefully in the next 2 weeks it doesn't happen. But we'll look to Cork now. We'll prepare as well as we can, and we'll give it a rattle there, and who knows what'll happen.
Okay, listen, finally from me, a minute of silence before the game tonight as well, in memory of your manager, Darren Murphy's dad, who passed away. Nice tribute, Tony, on what's been a difficult week, I'm sure, for the manager.
Yeah, I'm sure Murph, he spoke to us in there. His dad meant a great deal to him, and it shows I suppose that it probably shows the type of man that Murph is, that he was here tonight. He wanted to be here. I know his wife Sandra was here as well, and we were up during the week. It's a difficult time for anyone who loses any siblings, let alone their dad. And I know his dad meant the world to him. He might not show it in ways, but you can see some sort of emotion from him when he talks about his dad, even in previous weeks before anything had happened. And I think the performance we gave tonight epitomizes what we are as a collective, and I think it means a great deal to Murph as well.